It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Dear congregation, in a day where there is much unfaithfulness and there is many who lack compassion, the Lord is great in his faithfulness and his mercies never fail. And these words before us this morning have brought comfort to those who have trod down the pathway of affliction, but also have brought strength to the weary. Others may fail, but not the Lord. And one has been comforted and strengthened. These words have often been used by the Holy Spirit in the renewing of strength. You recall those words in Isaiah 41 and verse, the end of the chapter, verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, Isaiah 40. But the Lord has used these words in the renewing of strength. Great is God's faithfulness. We're here in the third chapter of Lamentations. Jeremiah is speaking personally, first of all, lamenting over the difficulties that had befallen him. And so we can consider him as the suffering servant. But then we believe he would also continue to lament over the calamities that had befallen the people of God as a whole. To him, first of all, but then collectively to the people of God. And we notice in verse 22, notice these words here, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. You notice in verse 1, he speaks personally, I am the man that have seen affliction. But then verse 22, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. And so we see him now speaking on behalf of others, of the true people of God. Well, in verses 1 to 20, briefly, there is a great lamentation. But then from verse 22, there are words of great comfort. And I'd like us to consider the opening part of this new section this morning. And as we do so, we consider God's great faithfulness. God is faithful. We read earlier in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord. Faithful to the covenant, faithful to his promises. They will never fail. Faithful to the plan of redemption, faithful in calling, and faithful to his people in affliction. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, there have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Oh, how faithful he is to us in affliction. He does not put on us more than we're able to bear. At times we may say, Lord, how much more? How long, we say with the psalmist in Psalm 13. But the comfort we have here is that God is faithful, and he will not suffer you and me to be tempted above that which we are able to bear. Well, we consider this morning then the faithfulness of God. And who is like the Lord for faithfulness? Psalm 89 verse 8, O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee. Well, here in verse 23 we read, they are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. And I'd like us, the Lord enabling, to consider two things this morning. First of all, as we consider God's faithfulness, it gives present comfort. But then secondly, it gives future hope. Present comfort and future hope. God's faithfulness is a great blessing to us. Well, let's consider first of all then this morning, it gives a present comfort. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Now, if we think of the timing of the Lamentations, the fall of Jerusalem had taken place. There was much misery. We see that through the Lamentations. We see the burden Jeremiah had here. But here we see clearly God had not forgotten his true people like Jeremiah. There was much misery, so there is today. But still there is an abundance of mercy. As we look out and consider the scene even in this country, what has happened to this country of England? But oh, God's mercy has not failed. He is ever faithful to his people. God was faithful then. God is faithful today. We read in verse 22, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. But Jeremiah speaks of God's mercies, and this then leads him to consider God's faithfulness. We have here the word mercies. It speaks of kindness, pity, that the Lord is merciful. Then we have the word compassion here in verse 22, or compassions, simply again, mercy. And so it's underlined, isn't it? Now we think of the mercy of God, and there are the various tokens of his mercy. They are the mercies. We think of the compassions of the Lord. The Lord is compassionate, but we think of compassions. There are fresh tokens of his mercy and compassion. Now things were at a low ebb. The Jews had provoked God's justice. A number had died, but still there were the remnant, as we see here in verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. There were still the people, and it was down to the abundant kindness and mercy of God. Jeremiah was preserved, though he faced a dungeon. A remnant were kept. God's hand was upon his true people, for he was faithful. And as we see here, such an abundance of his mercy and kindness continued to flow to Jeremiah and the people. How the Lord is so kind. How the Lord is so favorable. There are tokens of his mercy and compassion which fall upon us day by day. Let's just think again of his mercies, his compassions. We can simply put it like this. Kind acts proceeding from his mercy. Kind acts proceeding from his mercy. Mercies. You see, it's plural. What a great God we have. The mercies of the Lord continue to flow towards us. Now, there has been chastisement. The church is at a low ebb. Here in the West, but still the mercies of the Lord continue to flow. It's still here. Consider what has happened in recent decades, the compromise, how the enemy has come in, but the church is still here. It is because of the mercy of God. Worldliness has flooded through the gates of the church. But what do we read in verse 22? It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. It's all down to the kindness and the mercy of the Lord. We're here today. There is a church in this country. There are lights up and down the breadth and width of this country because of the mercy of the Lord. It's not down to us, is it? Yes, the Lord uses us instrumentally. We think of Philip, who went and found Nathanael and said, "We have found him." The Lord used Philip instrumentally. But it's the mercy of the Lord, isn't it, that we are still here, collectively, but also individually. Each and every day we still live here upon earth because of the mercy of the Lord. The Lord's faithfulness gives us present comfort despite our failings. God's mercy falls on us each and every day. How faithful is God? His compassions never fail. We don't deserve them, do we? But we need them. You think of mercy, you think of compassion. It is towards those in need. We've all witnessed recently, haven't we, on the news, or we've listened to the radio, to great acts of kindness and mercy shown to many who are seeking to flee Afghanistan. We've witnessed the soldiers picking up children and safely taking them into the airport and helping them. Such acts of compassion to those in need. Such compassion flows towards us. We're a needy people. We don't deserve God's mercy, but we need it and we find it. Sustaining mercy, preserving mercy, we see that in verse 22, supporting mercy each and every day, and his mercies will continue to flow towards us until he takes us home. One day we will know dying grace and dying mercy in the valley. His mercy will find us there. Now we notice in verse 23, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. New or fresh. Now, when we think of the mercy of God, it's everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting. It's eternal, it's infinite. But yet we have fresh or new tokens of his mercy each and every day. They come fresh to us. Sometimes we're not aware of it. Let me illustrate this. Children here this morning, you're longing for the winter, aren't you, to see the snow? A few years ago, my mother-in-law bought sledges for the children in anticipation. It never snowed for a few years, and the children were disappointed. How we look forward to seeing a bit of snow. Sometimes in the night, the snow falls, and you're fast asleep. You're not aware of it, but then you open the windows or the curtains in the morning. And you open the window and there it's all white outside. The snow has fallen and you weren't aware. Sometimes we're not aware, are we? But the mercies of the Lord keep falling. They come fresh each day. Yes, at times we recognize God's mercy, but at other times we do not. But take comfort, his mercies continue to fall. They come fresh. Each day we wake up and there are fresh mercies before us, even if we don't recognize them. Oh, there is mercy. Be thankful when you do recognize the mercies of the Lord. You seek forgiveness in the morning and there's fatherly forgiveness. What a mercy. How many times we have sought fatherly forgiveness? I trust we've often sought it. How many times we have known it? How many times? Each and every day there's fatherly mercy awaiting us. Oh, seek his face. And what a mercy to know it when we're aware of it as well. There's fatherly forgiveness, there's fatherly mercy. How he feeds through the word. We have the word of God before us. What a mercy we have this book before us. So many language groups in this world do not have one verse of scripture. There's so much more to be done until the promise is fulfilled that the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. You may think that many areas in the world have the word of God. It's only a small proportion, really. So many more language groups are yet to be reached with the word of God and have the knowledge of the Lord. What a mercy. We have the word of God before us each day, and there is feeding for the soul. Job considered the word more necessary than his daily bread. What a mercy it is to have food on our table, particularly as we consider at the moment those who are starving and struggling in Afghanistan and Africa and other places. What a mercy. A fresh provision for the day. We turn to the word and there's feeding for the soul. And what a mercy that the Holy Spirit comes often and takes the word and applies it. What a fresh mercy. The workings of the Holy Spirit applying the word. Fresh mercies. Often God's mercies are magnified in affliction, are they not? We're struggling, we're perplexed. But the Lord in his mercy supports us and we come aware of it, and therefore his mercies are magnified. How the Lord leads me, how the Lord supports me, how the Lord helps me when I'm struggling and sinking. He stretches out his hand. What a merciful hand. Oh, our great trustee has such mercy in his hands, and he will keep us and preserve us. Fresh mercies, fresh compassion. It all speaks, does it not? God is faithful. Oh, thank God for the new compassions that come your way. Value his mercy. How we need him and his mercy. One of old wrote, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. You know, there are times we go on in our own steam, don't we? We're only human. We're so prone to forget we need the Lord every hour. It's of his mercy. Verse 22, we are not consumed. It's of his mercy we're breathing now. Oh, to remember how much we need God each day, but then each hour. Fresh mercies come. Are we not thankful for it? How faithful God is. Fresh mercies come, like the snow that quietly falls down on the ground. Oh, let God be praised for his mercy. Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We're prone to forget at times. The benefits of the Lord, the mercies, the blessings he bestows upon us each and every day. I'm so looking forward to heaven, when I will have a clear mind, a perfect mind, such a strengthened mind to praise him all the time. But all in the meanwhile, all to praise him more, to remember his benefits and to bless him. All the comfort we have at this present time, God is faithful, and we see it through the compassions and the mercies that continue to flow. He won't forget. He's faithful. In Isaiah 54 verse 10 we read, for the mountains shall depart and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that have mercy on thee. My kindness shall not depart. What a comfort that is. I don't know what you're facing at this present time, many of you, but whatever you're facing, be comforted. His mercies will continue to flow. They'll find you again later in the day, and if the Lord spares, they'll find you again in the morning. You may not grasp it or sense it, but his mercies will be there. We're supported, and we become aware of it. Ah, his mercy was there for me in the morning, and he helped me through the day. His kindness will not depart. How faithful God is. In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3 we read, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. The Father of mercies, it's plural, isn't it? His mercies keep coming. And he comforts us, does he not? For he is faithful. How he upholds us. He's so faithful, isn't he? Psalm 94, verse 18. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, help me up. I'm slipping, but the mercy of the Lord, his merciful hand, holds us up and supports us. Slipping in affliction, he holds us up. Oh, what the Lord does for us. What do we read in verse 23? They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. He's always there. He's always bestowing from his hand of mercy, fresh mercies and new compassions. His mercies will never cease to flow. Just up the road, as many of you know, there's a little spring by the gravel track. And even in the hottest summer, the little spring still flows. Yes, it may dry up a little bit down the track, but there it is, still flowing a little. In the hottest trial you may face, the mercies of the Lord will still flow towards you. He's so kind, isn't he? So very kind. Oh, what a friend he is. He's so faithful. Oh, praise him. Psalm 89, verse 1, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. See the connection there? The faithfulness of God and the mercies of God. And there the psalmist sings praise to the Lord. You praise him. Great is thy faithfulness. Psalm 89, verse 2, for I have said mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. We're so unworthy, aren't we? And we say with Jacob to the Lord, Genesis 32, verse 10, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. Jacob, he felt so unworthy of the smaller mercies, if we could put it like that, as well as the great mercies. He felt so unworthy of the promises of the covenant, the promises of blessing and keeping and supporting. We're not worthy, are we? But we're thankful for God who is so faithful, and his mercies come again and again. He is so faithful. What a comfort it is for us at this present time. But there's more here for our present comfort as we consider the faithfulness of God. Notice verse 24. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. It's settled in the heart of Jeremiah that God is faithful. Mercies come, and it assures him that the Lord is his portion. Fresh mercies are coming. God must be my portion then. And as we consider fresh tokens of God's faithfulness, does it not comfort us that he is our portion? He's so faithful. He will never fail. He will always be our portion. And from that portion comes tokens of mercy. How faithful God is. My portion. An inheritance. A part. A share. That's amazing, isn't it? The Lord is our inheritance. He's our part. And he's our portion forever because he is so faithful. At times we may struggle with the psalmist in Psalm 77. Have the Lord forgotten to be gracious? Is his tender mercies no more? Is the Lord still for us? The Lord is my portion. He's so faithful. The covenant of grace will not fail. Christ met the condition. The Lord will ever be our portion. He's so faithful. He will not desert us. We fail him. We backslide. At times there's a distance. But he will never fail us. He is our portion. What a present comfort. Young people, as you face a new school year or college year or sixth form, whatever, and you think of the future, you who love the Lord, what a comfort. The Lord is your portion. You have an inheritance as you go forward. Dear child of God, you have that inheritance. God himself. And you will always have that inheritance because he is faithful. Consider the faithfulness of God. He will never leave you. He will always be a portion to you. Oh, what a present comfort it is. Remember again in Exodus 20, verse 2, before the Lord gave the Ten Commandments, he spake of grace. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. I am the Lord thy God. What grace. He's given himself, as Ebenezer Erskine once wrote, over to you. The Lord is your portion. We belong to him. That's amazing, isn't it? Consider the Lord, the great God, the eternal one, the one who is so holy, the one who is so kind and merciful, is your portion. And he's so faithful, he will always be your portion, whatever lies in the way for you this week. And the valleys you must face to your home, you can take comfort. He is your portion. What grace, what a redeemer, what a saviour who has brought this about. We are so blessed through Christ. The Lord is our portion. But consider further as we draw to a close now, as we think of the portion. He is your portion in order to supply the needs you have. And we see that here, do we not? It is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion. Fresh mercies come from the Lord your portion, who is so faithful. He supplies all your needs. What a God he is. We read in Philippians 4 verse 19, my God shall supply all your needs. Oh, consider him as the portion. What an abundance there is in him. And mercies come from the portion each and every day. More grace, more mercy, more help, more strength, more provision. Provisions from the portion. Remember those words in Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord's my shepherd, I not want. We need none other. He's our shepherd. He's our portion. He will be our guide, even unto death. We read in Psalm 48, verse 14. Our guide, or as the Hebrew particularly emphasizes, the shepherd who guides. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. All we need is found in him. We can face tomorrow. We can face the future. His present comfort for the soul. He's so faithful. He will not leave you, because he's your portion forever. And fresh mercies come. New compassions flow every morning. Dear young people, as you face a new school year, college year, new mercies will come. All of us, new mercies will come. Oh, let this be a present comfort. What do we read here in verse 22? It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. We're alive still. Our souls are kept because his compassions fail not. They never fail, because the Lord is your portion and he is faithful. What a God we have who is so faithful. He's faithful to us in the green pastures, and he's faithful to us in the valleys, that he will not put on us more than we're able to bear. He will make a way of escape. Well, here's Jeremiah then. He'd been downcast, but he'd been revived through the comfort of God, through the faithfulness of God. Oh, for a little reviving as we think of the faithfulness of God. In his faithfulness, he will ever be your portion, and new mercies and fresh compassions will fall on you. May the Lord bless his word for his name's sake. Amen.